From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As trading days go on Wall Street, today was one for the record books. Never in the history of the stock market have stocks fallen so far, so fast, so quickly. At one point, blue chips plunged nearly 1,000 points before the market clawed its way back up again. Traders were reacting to some extent to the ongoing debt crisis in Europe. However, it also appears automated trading and perhaps some kind of trader error may have played a role. Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist with Standard & Poor's.
Well, I think what we're seeing is some panic selling by investors who are worried about the Greek situation, wondering if we could end up seeing basically a demise of the euro. And combined with that, we had a what now appears to be a trading firm error.
At one point today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 9% before recovering. The Dow ended up down 347 points to settle at 10,520. The Nasdaq lost 82 points. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points today. In Greece, the main focus of the European debt crisis, angry Greeks took to the streets as the Greek parliament approved austerity measures needed to secure a $140 billion bailout. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Athens.
Prime Minister George Papandreou told parliament there is no time to lose with harsh wage and pension cuts. He said violence is not the answer to the country's problems. On Wednesday, a protest demonstration turned deadly when rioters set fire to a bank, killing three employees. Greeks are being judged, Papandreou said, and violence will throw us into disrepute. While MPs were debating the measures, a few thousand protesters demonstrated outside. By early evening, some youth threw rocks and glass bottles at police, who responded with volleys of tear gas. Concerns over Greek developments caused stocks to plunge today. The euro lost more than 2%. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the suspect in the attempted Times Square bombing is providing useful information. We get details from NPR's Giles Snyder.
The attorney general has told a Senate subcommittee that investigators are pursuing a number of leads as they question suspect Faisal Shahzad. He says the Times Square plot shows the nation must remain vigilant.
Although this car bomb failed to properly detonate, this plot was yet another reminder that terrorists are still plotting to kill Americans.
Holder says there is no higher priority for security agencies than to disrupt potential attacks and bring those responsible for them to justice. He said Shahzad could potentially face life in prison if convicted on terrorism charges. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is ordering a halt to any new offshore oil drilling permits until at least the end of the month. That announcement comes as cleanup crews continue efforts to mop up what is becoming an increasingly large oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico. Experts are hoping to be able to cap the largest leak, some 5,000 feet underwater, using a large containment box they plan to lower on top of it. You're listening to NPR. Officials in Tennessee today confirmed another flood-related death there, bringing that state's death toll from last weekend's storms to 20. 10 others also died across the South as a result of the violent weather system. Police in Tennessee would not confirm the identity of the latest victim, though many of those killed were caught up in flash flooding. Memphis police have been looking for a 32-year-old man who went missing after his car ran into floodwaters. In Nashville alone, their estimates damages from the flooding could rise as high as $1 billion. Iran, which is facing the prospect of new U.N. sanctions, is hosting a meeting for U.N. Security Council members this evening in New York. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The U.S. is sending its deputy permanent U.N. representative, Alejandro Wolf, rather than the ambassador, to the meeting with Iran's foreign minister. Several others are doing the same. The meeting comes as the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, and China have been working on a new sanctions resolution to pressure Iran to suspend its uranium enrichment program. Brazil and Turkey, which are currently on the Security Council, have been appealing for more time. They've been trying to persuade Iran to accept a confidence-building step to send the bulk of its low-enriched uranium abroad in return for fuel for a medical research reactor. The Obama administration argues that tougher sanctions will help motivate Iran to negotiate in a serious way. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Democrats today rejected a Republican consumer protection plan they say would have effectively gutted a centerpiece of the administration's proposed financial overhaul plan. Democrats and President Obama argued the GOP proposal calling for creation of a consumer division within the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation would not go far enough. They proposed a more stringent plan. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.